I don't believe in vaccines. I hear this sort of generic statement a lot, quite often as a response when I tell people what I do for a living. Assuming I'm not immediately banished to social perjury before the conversation's begun, I usually start by inquiring as to why someone doesn't believe in vaccines. What most people really mean when they say that they don't believe in vaccines is that they don't believe vaccines are necessary or effective or beneficial to health. If that's the case, then we're usually off and running by that stage, as I'm fairly certain I'm going to hear some variation of the arguments we'll be exploring in the following chapters. I'm not lucky enough to possess any kind of magic crystal ball for seeing the future, but having spent most of my adult life talking about vaccines in one way or another, I have a pretty good idea of what's coming next when the issue arises. Those issues could be safety concerns, the autism scare, or some other subject area where I can offer my expertise and hopefully some reliable reassurance that ultimately there's really not that much to worry about. However, I do occasionally come across an argument that's far beyond my sphere of influence. When that happens, I've learned it's time to beat a polite retreat, because I already know there's no chance of enjoying a discussion based on mutually recognised facts and values. It's a bit like two people talking in different languages. For example, if it's a purely religious objection, then I've learned that it's a really bad idea to discuss the issue of vaccines in theological terms, unless you're a priest. In truth, I've got no idea what Jesus might have thought about vaccines, so I can't really talk about the issue in theological language. In that kind of situation, I know it's time to admit defeat because those arguments are simply outside my area of competence.